First part of Erev Mishnah Yud. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that we could have a mechitza that is not a solid mechitza. It's made with lovud breaks, less than 3 fucking breaks. And those, the mechitza was made out of ropes, which was basically a horizontal mechitza. This Mishnah is telling us we do the same thing with by vertical mechitzas. Makifim bekonim. You could make a mechitza also made out of reeds. And you stick each pole into the ground. As long as each pole is 10 tefachim tall and is less than 3 tefachim between one and the next, so you can make a whole wall over a long distance by one pole after the next. So even though it's a vertical wall with breaks in the middle, since the breaks are less than 3 tefachim, we look at it as a solid wall. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishor Dibru Rabbi Yehuda. Since these are weak walls, general wall is a solid wall. These are only one directional, either horizontal or vertical walls. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chachamim permitted one to use such walls only if he's on a trip with a shayar, means at least 3 people together. Then they were lenient. But if you don't have these 2 ingredients, that they're going to a desert or some vacant area, and there were 3 of them together, these mechitzas do not work. Chachamim amrim lazibu v'shayar el dehoyten. Chachamim say no. It doesn't have to be a shiara. Generally, when you're going on this long trip, you have to at least 3 people going together. But even if it's one person going, as long as they're on a trip in the midbar, in the desert, then you can make such mechitzas. The next opinion of the Mishnah is called mechitzas she'ena shel shvi v'shel eiv eina mechitzas de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is more machma. He says you can never rely on a mechitzas that's made only vertical or horizontal. It has to be a full mechitzas, or at least crisscross mechitzas. Then it works. So he's even more machmir than the first 2 opinions. Chachamim oimrim, ech mishnei dvarim. Chachamim say it's enough to have either vertical or horizontal. So the Chachamim happen to be the most lenient of the all. The Gemara says that they're even more lenient than the previous Chachamim. The previous Chachamim said that it's also enough to have vertical or horizontal. But even though they held it, you don't need 3 people. But they held it has to be only if you're on a trip in the midbar or sometimes desert, that type of area. Where the fourth opinion, which is the halacha, holds that even if you're in the city, you can make a mechitza that is only vertical or horizontal. There's one limitation. It can't be more than sosayim, base sosayim, which is a little bit more than 70 by 70 amas. Because if it's such a large area, it doesn't look like it's properly cordoned off, and therefore midrabanan, it's not considered a good mechitza. But if it's less than this Beis Hosayim, even if it's in the city and it's an individual, the mechitza would help, and that's where you pass it. Arba dvarim postru b'machaneh. There are 4 things Chazal were lenient in an encampment, an army encampment. Mevim eitzim mikol mokim. They're allowed to gather wood for their use from any place and not to be concerned that they're stealing. Hotepke bezim hefke, for the needs of the soldiers. Ptur mechitza yadayim, before they eat their suza, they don't have to wash their hands. And we'll come back to a case where it's hard to find water. Umi demai, they also do not have to take of shumas and maizus from teiris that were bought from Nama Aris, which is a dindra rabbanan. Here they were more lenient for the needs of the soldiers. Umi la aris. And also, they're allowed to carry from one tent to the next. They don't have to make an erev hatzeiris between one and the other. If they need to go out of the tchum, they do have to make an erev tchumim.